KNBA, keeping you in tune with our community. And our guest from our community this morning is Laura Brown. Laura is the Senior Director of Communications for United Way of Anchorage. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
It's a very special day. I mean, all days are special, but it's a very special day. So, Laura, I don't know if anybody has wished you a happy Red Nose Day yet today or not. So if not, let me be the first. Happy Red Nose Day.
Well, thank you. You are the first.
It is up to you to actually explain what Red Nose Day is, though.
So. Happy to do that. Red Nose Day is a fundraising event for eradicating childhood poverty. This is the first year that Red Nose Day will be in the United States. It has been an event in the UK for many years. They've raised over $1 billion over the years. And it is an offshoot from Comic Relief. People probably remember Robin Williams, Billy Crystal, Whoopi Goldberg doing the Comic Relief concerts. And when Patch Adams came out and Robin Williams did the Red Nose as part of that movie, they started including the Red Nose as part of Comic Relief so that they could include people. And it could be more of an interactive fundraiser as opposed to just the Comic Relief concert. And it took off. And here we are. This is the very first Red Nose Day in the United States.
So Robin Williams and Whoopi, these folks were active in the UK?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They held Comic Relief concerts in the UK just like they did in the United States.
Okay. So this has been around for actually decades now. It's been and this is the first time it's been in the U.S. Mm-hmm. How'd that transition come about? I mean, it's so cool.
The people that organized it in the U.K. came to the U.S. and met with various fundraising organizers and managed to get NBC as a media partner and decided to give it a shot in the United States. So NBC, Universal, all of their stations have been promoting Red Nose Day for the past month or so. Walgreens is the Red Nose partner. They were selling Red Noses, and they ran out of noses in Alaska a few weeks ago. Because of that, United Way has been handing out Red Noses.
Thank you for the Red Nose, by the way.
We brought some here this morning. And M&M's is the fun partner for Red Nose Day with their candy, adding a little more humor to it. But it involves all kinds of celebrities, and at this point, not just the comedy, but it includes musicians, and there will be this evening a TV show from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on NBC that will include comedy acts and musical entertainment. And
these Red Noses, by the way, are hermetically sealed and very hard to open the package here, especially when I'm trying not to drop it on the floor. But so Laura, let me first off, let me take a moment to say that if you're just tuning in, it is Morning Line on KNBA, and our guest this morning is Laura Brown. Laura is the Senior Director of Communications for United Way Anchorage, and we're talking about Red Nose Day. You know, I'm pretty hip with, you know, ways to celebrate, you know, Christmas and Halloween and Thanksgiving and, you know, May Day and, oh, there I got my nose package open, May Day and such, but I'm not sure that we're not on TV, so it doesn't really matter. But I don't know how to celebrate Red Nose Day, so you're going to have to help me out with that so I don't mess it up.
You can't really mess it up. That's one of the nice things about Red Nose Day is it's all about having fun in the process of raising awareness to eradicate childhood poverty. So the way that you participate is to get your red nose on, take photos, post them on social media, or just dress up and do something fun, make a fun video. A lot of it is social media related just because that's how we communicate today and that's how we share things. So if you go online to our website, liveunitedanc.org/rednose, we've got a page that can connect you to all kinds of resources. And just post on social media. The hashtag we're using is RedNoseANC. And if we see your photos, we'll add them to our Red Nose Day photo album. You can tag yourself and just have fun with it. We're having a viewing party tonight at Hard Rock Cafe. We'd love to have you join us and watch the show with us. Bring your red noses and join in the fun.
And this is a show that's being broadcast from that's being picked up here from the UK?
No, this is actually a U.S. show. It's a live show here in the United States. It's 3 hours long and will be broadcast on NBC.
So how does this work? Because I know that it said the whole idea is philanthropy for charities. How did United Way get hooked up with Red Nose Day?
The Red Nose Day Fund organizers chose 12 charities in the United States to receive funding from the Red Nose Day Fund. So during the concert tonight, there will be ways to donate, or on rednose.org, there's a donate button. So all the money that they raise will be divided up amongst these 12 charities. United Way is one of them. And then our United Way Worldwide will divide up the funds that are given to United Way nationally amongst various local United Ways who've submitted proposals for early childhood reading. That's the focus of the United Way piece of Red Nose Day.
Okay, nice. And silliness is required?
Silliness is required. It's mandatory.
Okay.
And it's part of what makes, it's part of what makes it a viral, fun awareness event.
Yeah. The social media piece fits in so saliently these days too, with raising awareness. And we were chatting a little bit earlier, and sort of a manifold awareness that we're reaching for. Awareness certainly of children and young people living in poverty, but also awareness of the work that United Way does to that end. You want to talk? We got a couple minutes left. If you want to just address that.
Sure. United Way looks at eradicating childhood poverty as more of a holistic activity. Obviously, in order to eradicate childhood poverty, you need to have families that are financially stable, children successful in their education pursuits, and the entire family healthy. So we attack it on all fronts. We're doing work in all of those areas, ensuring that kids have a really good start in life and all the opportunities that they could possibly have. So early childhood reading is one step on the way to graduating high school, which is one step on the way to a successful life, whether that includes secondary education or going into the workforce, whatever, their path takes them. So we're very, very focused on the holistic approach and working within the community with lots of partnerships on all levels to ensure that Anchorage families are successful.
Okay. And talk just for a second about, again, to that end, about the negative sort of cycle that happens related to poverty and related to lack of education.
Sure. Well, if people continue a cycle where children are not getting a solid education and a good footing and start out in life, then they're basically set up to repeat what the childhood they came from. And if their parents weren't educated, that will then put them at a disadvantage. They won't be able to get good paying jobs. They won't be able to support themselves. And then their kids will start out, behind as well. And that's something we're trying to get rid of. We're trying to make sure that is not the process that continues in our community.
So that the teleological cycle is really okay. You got to have money to get an education. So if you're in poverty, you can't get an education. And the other way around, how do you get an education if you don't have any money to get there? Well, you've got to have an education to make money. You've got to have money to get an education. It goes back and forth and back and forth. So I know part of breaking that cycle is something that United Way is very interested in doing, as well as the Red Nose Day people, which is certainly why your organization was chosen. So Hard Rock Cafe tonight. And that just about wraps up our time here. Laura, once again, that web address for more information.
LiveUnitedANC.org/rednose.
Okay, tremendous. And Laura Brown, thank you so very much for joining us today on Morning Line, and have yourself a wonderful Red Nose Day.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email. It's feedback@kmba.org. Till tomorrow, have yourself a great day, be safe, and hug the kids.
Balkan music in Philadelphia? Yep, we have the West Philadelphia Orchestra, a brass band next time, along with the Nashville transplant from Philadelphia, Liz Longley, and Aaron Levinson talks about some great new Latin music out of our city. We cover the waterfront and the neighborhoods as Sense of Place Philly continues on the next World Cafe.
The World Cafe, we...